Welcome in for another edition of Reservations with Lightning in the Morning, flavored by Springer Mountain Farms Chicken. I'm Jason, and I'm joined today by Executive Chef James Wade of Valentino's. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Great to have you here, man. It smells fantastic. Tell us about the dish that, we're going to be enjoying, but that others can enjoy at Valentino's. What'd you bring today?
Today I brought a pasta special that we're running this week. It's pulled roasted Springer Mountain chicken with some fresh springtime veggies and tomatoes and a nice little white wine sauce.
Fantastic. It smells great. This is a special, or is this something that's on the regular menu, or do you kind of have to order it by name? How does it work?
This is a special for the week. We're going to run it all week long.
Okay.
If it does well, it may end up on our menu. We're coming up close to a menu change. Seems like every time I talk on the radio, I'm coming close to a menu change. So if it does well, it'd actually be on the menu for spring and summer.
Okay, great. What's the name of the dish?
It's a stracci pasta. That's what we're going to call it on the menu.
Okay.
With roasted Springer Mountain chicken, asparagus, and tomatoes, and white wine sauce.
Sure. That sounds fantastic. Like I said, it smells amazing. So tell us about some of the ingredients that are in the dish, and where do you guys source from? Do you source locally exclusively, or how does that work?
No, it's not exclusively. You know, we're an Italian-based restaurant, so we do import a lot of things from Italy. We import buffalo mozzarella, some of our cheeses. A few of our cured meats are from Italy as well.
Okay.
We do local when the farmer's market's rocking, and we can get those beautiful tomatoes and beautiful fresh veggies, but here in the wintertime, take what I can right now, you know.
You're listening to Reservations with Lightning in the Morning. My name's Jason. I'm joined by Executive Chef James Wade of Valentino's. Reservations is flavored by Springer Mountain Farms chicken. So you mentioned that's kind of the genesis of the dish is the Springer Mountain Farms chicken.
Right.
Is this a dish that you came up with? Is this like a take on a family recipe? How did you kind of develop this particular dish?
I spent a lot of time on the internet looking at different restaurants and things, and this is kind of some things I pulled from several different restaurants around the country.
So previous to working at Valentino's and being the chef there, where did you work previously to Valentino's?
Here in Nashville, I worked at Sole Mio for a little bit, and I worked at Park Cafe before that. And prior to that, I was in Chattanooga at 212 Market for a couple of years.
Okay. Are you originally from the Chattanooga area? You relocated here from there?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And you've been at Valentino's for how long now?
I think I hit my 2-year mark last week.
And ready for another menu change.
Ready for another menu change.
Of course, you can find Valentino's at 1907 West End Avenue. So, James, what kind of piqued your interest and made you want to become a chef?
Well, it's actually I needed a job, and I took a job as a dishwasher down in Florida.
Okay.
And one day, the grill cook didn't show up, and I'd been there for in the dish pit for a couple of years, and the chef said, hey, come over here and help me tonight. And then I never left the line after that.
So how often would you say you come up with a new recipe? Is there something that you see that would inspire you, like, hey, I could, you know, take that and make this, or have a schedule where you try to challenge yourself, like, hey, every 3 weeks or every month, I'm going to come up with something new? How does that work for you as far as the creative side of putting together a dish?
Well, we change the menu about every 3 or 4 months, so there's that timeline there. But it's also having daily specials is another challenge to where I try to come up with new things that may end up on the menu later on and help me develop a recipe. You know, I ran it as a special Monday. I needed to add some red chili or something to a dish. And as we move along, we just kind of develop it more and more. And as far as inspiration, I just never know when it's going to come. Sometimes I'm full of ideas and I'm popping stuff out every time I turn around, or I go weeks with just being burned out and trying to keep pushing and find something that's going to inspire me.
Right. Which I know, having worked in the industry for a while, it can be stressful, especially when it gets really busy being in the kitchen. Is your love of cooking and developing dishes, like, will you use your home kitchen as a lab, so to speak, and kind of develop stuff there? Or is it something that, again, you just kind of say, I'm going to take this and just try to develop it, you know, within the kitchen at Valentino's? Is it something that you enjoy doing just to kind of experiment on your own time in your own kitchen?
Right. Occasionally I'll cook at home, but for the most part, my wife takes care of that. You know, it's just hard to cook all day and then come home and try to do something. You know, at home, it's a ham and cheese sandwich, and I'm happy.
Right.
at the kitchen at Valentino's, it's a little bit different.
Okay.
You know, when we go out to eat, maybe I'll find something I want to put my spin on. Or if I see something on TV or on the internet, then try to take it, change a few ingredients, put more my style into it, you know, try to come up with ideas that way.
All right. Well, I cannot wait to tear into this because it smells so good in here. So we're going to do that now. We want to thank you so much, James, for joining us. Again, you're listening to Reservations with Lightning in the Morning. It's flavored by Springer Mountain Farms chicken. You can try this dish or one of the many fantastic dishes on the menu at Valentino's, 1907 West End. And to hear past episodes of Reservations, make sure and visit Lightning 100. Thank you again so much for coming in, James.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure today.
We'll talk to you next time on Reservations here on Lightning 100.